For those of you that are tuned in Organic Matters, some farmers, a couple of years, over 20 years I've been on in different parts of the country. I was on several stations 6 or 8 years in a row. Then I moved out of the country. But right now I'm still on all the Spotify's. I'm still on some stations in West Texas. I'm about to get on some in New Mexico. And also it looks like out on the West Coast, Oregon area. So stick with me, but the easy way is just go to podcast and put in organicmatters.info, organicmatters.info, or if you don't want to go through all the radio stations, this thing is not for profit, so I don't care whether you hear it on a radio station, that's up to them, or you catch it on one of the podcasts, just go to Bruce, lowercase, B-R-U-C-E, dot, Dooley, lowercase, D-E-U-L-E-Y, .com, and it'll take you right to my URL. And you can also use organicmatters.info. I've got a bunch of ways to get there, so whatever works for you. Anyway, let's do this portion of the show. I call them natural or organic or sustainable factoids. So I try to do several 2, 3, 4 minute long new facts, things I have not heard. Maybe I'm guessing a lot of other people haven't, or even just things that they've restudied and we found out have some new information. The good thing I try to do for you folks is make sure it all comes from a reliable source. There are so many liars out there, so many fact liars, so many people that they make up stories without putting any science behind it whatsoever. I mean, the Fox people are crazy. I'm not into fighting battles. I don't go and listen to all the, I got off all that. But they say things that are so much that are actually dangerous to our society. And they're getting away with it, folks. It should be against the law. You shouldn't be able to blatantly lie to the public without your proof of showing, hey, see, they're not a news channel. They're a fantasy channel. They're there because people are stupid enough to listen to what they've got to say. And the more listeners they get, the more dollars they get. So what's to gain by even being an honest channel? People think Fox News is Fox News. Fox News is not news, folks. It's slander. It's facts about science that have not been proven. And I mean time after time after time. Believes, for instance, that Trump knows what he's talking about. Well, the man's been caught in over 5,000 lies. Not 500, 5,000. His money has only been made for one person and one reason, and that's him. Nothing to do with betterizing our particular civilization, our particular way of life. You don't care one way or the other. But yet that part out there that listens to him, I find just fascinating. Another thing for this part of the show, I just wanted to mention, I'm really doing this off the cuff. I don't usually do that. I usually pull everything together, quote it, and then even tell you where it came from if you want to let it know. But just some of this has to come off of me. And part of that is, yes, folks, we have murdered, in some ways, 1 million people so far in the United States with COVID. 1 million. Is it anybody, one person's fault? No. But it is something we could have been more responsible about, and we weren't. Now, is another round coming? Who knows? We're going to have to be ready for it. But the point being is, it was very poorly taken care of on both sides. I'm not going to blame everything on anybody one way or the other. The real point is it was not based on science. It was based on politicians that are idiots that only want to be elected next year or year after next, and they don't care who gets killed. And if you think they do, then you're being naive. It's not a problem. As long as they get that next vote, I don't know why it's that obsessive. A good number of them have more money than you and I'll ever need. So they're not doing it for the money. They're doing it for the fame. They're doing it for the power. But they're not doing it for the well-being of this nation. It just is not happening. Now, I've got good friends, some that are on my political side, some that aren't, some that don't like Biden, some that do like Biden, some that thinks Trump did things right, some that Trump's a total idiot. But none of them, the problem this is, they're tribal. Whichever side they believe in, they now live by. And in some cases, both of them are wrong. And I'm wrong. That's part of being a human. But here's the difference. When you find out you're wrong, you change. And they're not. They're still spreading lies, misrepresentations of what we know to be as facts, both locally and worldwide, and shouldn't be allowed to get away with it without some kind of proof, or if they're really doing something wrong and really lying and really hurt the public, then they need to pay for it. That's what punishment's all about. You get punished if you do something wrong for society. And those hundreds, if not thousands, certainly hundreds, up to 700 or 800 now just being charged, that stormed our Capitol on the 6th of January deserve to pay for it. And I mean pay for it, the same as you and I are about, but they've kind of been held over and above it and kind of like they're exonerated above what they did wrong. No, they're wrong. They were very wrong. The politicians that supported them were wrong. Very wrong. So we have got to consider that what's best for the majority of us, including our country, is best for the rest of us. And yes, does that mean some people have to not be right? Yeah, always. But I'll tell you right now, folks, we are approaching a kind of a precipice in our existence due to the number of population that we've increased to, over 7.8 billion, number one. Number two, due to the probably poorest, least satisfactory, and maybe most dangerous political time I've ever seen in my over 70 years of existence. And we're allowing it to happen. So how are we going to change it? I don't know. But anyway, I never do this. So I took a few minutes here to give you a little, what I call not just science, but the kind that, see, we build the world around science, but then we, if it's not convenient, we just don't believe in it. I have friends that write me right now on a regular basis saying that electrical cars is not the solution, that changing from petroleum products are not the solution. You know what? I know most of them pretty well that are doing this, the people I know, except for a few, and I mean very few. Guess what? They got money put in the petroleum industry. How are they going to try to even be logical? They got their money tied up into something that's got to give way, whether it's 5 years from now or 10 or 20, it's gone. We can't continue making fossil fuel that takes a million years to make. Okay, there's only so much in so many places. And there's so many other opportunities now to make the world cleaner and have more energy, not less, that all we need to do is just make up our minds and quit kissing Shell's butts and Chevron's and that only care about drilling, not because they want to drill. They want to sell you petroleum, yes. But look where the dollars are. They could have cured this. If it wasn't for selfish reasons, we don't have to have $5 a gallon gas. There's still plenty around, folks, short term. What we've got to do to make it work is start getting off of it so that now, 10 years or 15 from now, yes, it's not even a necessity. You can live on solar power. You can live on wind power. And the new one I talked about a few weeks ago that if you haven't looked, I recommend that you actually go into my bruce.dooley.com or just put my name, Bruce Dooley, in a search line on any search engine and you will get to my website now. And one of the shows I did was just a little 10 or 15 minutes. I learned from a man that taught me, well, tried to teach me. Maybe no, he was very successful at being an orator, at being, I loved his classes because he was one of the best debaters. He ran our debate club that I'd ever met. I never got near as good as him, but he... an old quote we've done, I think it's okay to say on the air, he would tell you to go to hell and make you look forward to the trip. And one of the things he taught me is, and he meant this sarcastically, so please don't take it wrong either, that as wonderful as Jesus Christ was, he probably couldn't hold an audience's total attention for more than about 20 minutes at a time without switching things around. And so I always try to remember, I try to do a 10 or 12 minute bit on any individual and let it go at that for right now. Sometimes just 4 or 5 minutes. But look at it that way. Take 5 minutes and listen. If you got a debate or you want to do it. I've given everybody I've gotten my emails everywhere. I get tons. Well, it depends on the subject. Sometimes I get virtually nothing. If I just have four ho-hum kind of subjects on for 5 minutes each or 10. And then other times I get tons of email, either, in most cases, unfortunately, not even agreeing with me. In many cases, it's not agreeing with me. But in a lot of cases, it is agreeing with me. But the point is, I brought out something that made somebody stop and think, maybe this needs to be taken care of. This needs to be changed. We need to quit polluting our oceans. We need to quit making the ocean so acidic the corals are dying. We need to quit polluting our air till we're killing each other with lung diseases and mind that we know are caused from just pure ignorance or laziness of what we are doing to treat our world the way we do. So again, that's something that maybe twice a year I do this. So for those of you that got this one, don't like it, turn it off. But do think about the things that we've been through in the last 2 years are unrelated to anything that civilization should have even been treating ourselves for. When the pandemic came along, it should have been a worldwide, international, pro, let's get this stuff done. We know over hundreds now, no, tens of millions of vaccinations that they work 99.9% better. Do they have a percentage? Yes. So does a bee sting. So does everything else you run into. There's a percentage of people that you're right. It's not necessary. But averages are how we work it, folks. And we've saved not thousands, but millions around the world, even though we've killed a few million, by getting them vaccinated and making this thing so it doesn't spread as easy. Now, what are we going to do with the next one coming along? Hey, that's why we're humans and the rest of the animals just live out and hope they survive. We have the knowledge and the ability to look at tomorrow, learn from yesterday, and take care of ourselves and hopefully the world in a way that'll make it better for our children and their children's children and not keep screwing it up. And the people that are screwing it up know it. You that are listening are going to know it, and all you do is get angry at me. It's my fault you're an idiot? No, it's not. It's my fault that you can't look down the road more than a few years and can't look, hey, I need to look 20 years down the road for my kids' kids. What are they going to do for petroleum if there isn't any? What are they going to do for water when it's no longer palatable? Now, hopefully, science will come along and keep us rolling for a while. But it can only go so far. We can only support so many fish in this particular aquarium. And folks, look around you tomorrow morning when you get up and put your shorts on and walk outside. Almost anywhere you live, unless you're one of the fortunate ones that really live away from society, you're going to see people everywhere, and every one of them's got to be fed. Every one of them's doing their amount of pollution. We all do. Every one of them are not considering maybe 10 years down the road, hey, what am I going to do for whatever this world becomes? So anyway, enough preaching. Promise won't do this probably for 6 more months. But just want to say now, still, thank you. I appreciate you tuning into Organic Matters. And if you have other friends that think the way you do and we're trying to really do something that is constructive on a bigger basis, then by all means, let them know about this show. I'd really appreciate that. And be back after this break with more of Organic Matters.